Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast.
We're back.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween to every single one of you guys out there listening. So, so speaking of that, what are some of your favorite Halloween costumes that you wore as a kid? I want to hear it. I want to get your opinion of this stuff.
My favorite all time had to be Batman.
Like, what year were you Batman?
I don't even know. Like, I was like 6'7". Like, I actually...
Are you for real? Yes. Like, six? Are you just saying that?
No, I'm being dead serious. Oh, like, I was either 6 or 7.
Yeah, mine was probably, I went as a Bears player for, I think, like 3 years in a row, and I wore a Brian Urlacher jersey, and I couldn't find anything better to wear, so I was just like, oh, screw it, I'm going to go as a Bears player. So I went as Darth Vader 1 year, too. I don't remember what year it was, but I went as that. What else did I do? I think it was a Ninja Turtle 1 year, too. I was kind of a nerdy little guy looking in the Ninja Turtle costume. But so what are you said Batman, who's your favorite Batman? Speak while we're on the topic, who's your favorite Batman?
I don't even know any of them.
Like Christian Bale, you know him?
Nah.
Like Heath Ledger, like Joker, like, you know that? You
don't I have
him?
No idea.
Who are some of your other favorite costumes that you wore as a kid?
I wore Woody 1 year.
Woody?
I was dripped out.
You wore it dripped out in your little Woody costume?
Yep.
What about some of the favorite candy that you've ever received?
My favorite all time, it's either the Hershey bar or Twix.
Those are some good takes. Do you like Starburst?
Yeah,
I love Starburst. I like Skittles too, and I don't. Kit Kats are cool. I like them. The one thing I hate, and some of the guys that, like, you know, the people that come on here all the time, they love Almond Joys for some reason.
Ew.
I hate them, bro. I don't know why, bro. Like, they love Almond Joys. I'm like, why do you guys like those so much? Like, they're not good. Like, they taste like dried up almonds and stuff like that, bro. Like, it just tastes so bad. I don't know why those people like it, but...
A good Snickers bar?
I know, but, like, when, like... But people pass out candy to me, I would just leave all the Almond Joys in there, and my parents would eat them.
Taking that,
I know, like, bro. Like, bro, who says my favorite candy is an Almond Joy? Like, bro, like, no offense to those people out there. If you like Almond Joys, that's cool, but I do not like them. Me and Jaden do not like them, so I'm not trying to hate on you guys. You guys can have your own opinions, but, you know, so no hate. But yeah, I'd say mine's probably like Starburst. You know, can't go wrong with that. Starburst, Kit Kat, Twix, they're all pretty good. And
Twix, Snickers, Hershey.
Yeah, for sure.
Skittles.
Oh, yeah. Marshawn Lynch, mm-hmm. It'd be like eating Skittles. World Series, man. It's crazy.
It
one game
tonight.
It could end tonight? Oh, yeah. Aren't the Blue Jays up 3-2?
The Blue Jays are up 3-2.
Is it in L.A.?
It's in Toronto.
Oh, bro, if they can end it in front of those home fans, man. I don't think the Blue Jays... Have the Blue Jays ever won a World Series? I don't think that they ever have.
I don't...
It might have been 93, actually, when Joe Carter was there, but...
They won in 1992 and 1993.
Yep, because Joe Carter was there, I know that, and... man... But the Dodgers, like, you sign every single free agent and you're down to the Blue Jays. Like, I'm not trying to hand on the Blue Jays. They're a good team, but, like, when you sign every single free agent that there is on the market and you can't win a World Series, that's just disappointing to me. And it just shows that, you know, the Dodgers are going all in every single year. And I want the Dodgers to win the World Series. I mean, I want the NL to win. I want them to do well. And it's... Hopefully that the Dodgers can steal a game here tonight, can steal a game and go to a game 7 and hopefully close it out. And so if the Dodgers win tonight, do they go back to L.A. or do they keep it in Toronto?
Toronto.
Dang,
both
bro.
Games.
So, yeah. Did we talk about the 18-inning game or whatever?
Yeah. No, I don't think we...
No.
I don't think we did.
No, nah. 18... Bro.
18 innings is crazy. I stayed up for the whole thing.
You did? Uh-huh. What time did it end? Like 2:30?
2 a.m.
Bro, oh my... Oh, man. Bro, it was the next day... It was the next day.
And they still had a game that same day, too.
Bro, oh my.
In like 16 hours.
It's crazy, bro. Yo, bro, I got a game today. Oh, shoot, I'm playing a game right there in the same day, bro. Like, it's just like, that just shows how good of teams they are and how good of, you know, they want to win the games and all that stuff. And, you know, it's very, very interesting, you know, to see teams, two great teams, obviously, you know, going in there and, you know, going 18 innings. And so I don't think anybody would have thought it would have gone to 18. I think they might have thought it would have went to 15. But remember the 2018 World Series, Dodgers versus Red Sox? I think one of the innings or one of the games went to like 15 innings or something. And then I think like Steve Pierce, I think, might have hit a home run to end it. Or Dodgers were at home, I think. And Steve Pierce hit a home run to end it, I think. And So yeah, man, it was crazy. And then didn't the Blue Jays play last night? I think they might have. No, I don't know if they did.
Yeah. No. What day is it? No, they played Wednesday.
Is that the game that went to 18? No. All right, no, I don't think that was. That was on Monday, I think.
That was the game that Shohei, no, Blake Snell pitched.
Okay, who pitched on Monday?
On Monday?
I don't know if it was Monday. Oh, no, Wednesday, I mean.
That was Wednesday.
Blake Snell pitched?
Yeah.
What was the game? Who pitched the game that went to 18 innings?
18 innings.
How do you even have that much pitchers for 18 innings, bro? Like
Tyler Glass now starting.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher, and but yeah, that's the thing I wonder is like, how do you have that many pitchers?
They said if it went another inning, they would have had to put a position player in.
That's crazy, bro. I think if a game goes that long, they should just honestly just say like do like the you know what they do in like extra innings, like you just have a runner on the base. They should just do that. Yeah. Like, they honestly should, bro. Like, nobody wants to watch a game at 2:30 at night, and I haven't watched any World Series this year, but, like, if you're a fan, like you are, and you watched it, like, you do not want
to
watch a game.
I just wanted to go to bed.
Bro. Yeah, but, like, bro, I have class next morning. Like, I have to do stuff. Like, can you please, somebody just please hit a home run, for God's sake? Like, but, yeah, man, it was crazy. And speaking of crazy, the Chiefs, man, whew. Man, what a win. What a win for the Kansas City Chiefs. What a win. Did you watch any of the game on Monday?
Some of it.
You did?
Yeah.
Bro, the first half scared me for a bit. I was like, you're about to lose to Marcus Mariota, bro? Like, are you serious? I guess it's a career backup. You're about to lose to him? Like, and then the Chiefs just came out in second half, dominated. Man, Mahomes, though, okay, that second pick was not his fault, okay? That was Kelsey's fault. Kelsey needs to lock in and catch the ball. I've been telling people this all the time. Kelsey needs to lock in and catch the ball and focus on football. You can focus on Taylor in the offseason. You can do that. You can focus on her in the offseason when you're retired. And if you're Kelsey, you got to catch that ball, man. There's no reason why you should have dropped that ball. I love Kelsey. I think he's top two tight end in this game. But in reality, you have to catch that ball. And that's not the normal Kelsey that we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing, you know, Kelsey come up with that catch. We're used to him, you know, making that catch and going for the extra yardage. And I mean, it was disappointing. I felt like the Chiefs could have won at least 40-7, but hey, win's a win and I'll take it. And so I mean, the defense still concerns me. I mean, does it concern you at all that the Chiefs defense is like kind of like they don't want to like blitz the quarterback, if you know what I'm saying? Like they just let Mariota sit back in the pocket for like 10 seconds and just wind up and throw the ball in. So
I mean, when Mahomes is on the other side, it's
bro, I mean back me up here. Those two picks were not really his fault.
I don't know. I didn't see him.
You didn't see him? So they were like, one of them was like right toward the end of the first half. Mahomes threw a pick, obviously, you know, to Marshawn Lattimore. And he was kind of going out of bounds a little bit, like drifting his body out of bounds. And then the second one wasn't Mahomes' fault. I mean, Kelsey just needs to catch that ball, plain and simple. I mean, I like Mahomes. He's a great quarterback. But I will blame him when I need to blame him. That was not his fault. You know, that was Kelsey's fault, right? For not catching that ball. And so, yeah, the running game looked good. Receivers looked good. Rashee Rice looked good. I mean, this team's going to be hard to stop. I mean, they really are. And I think if they would have had Rashee to start the season, I think that they'd be undefeated right now. And their division's getting better. The Broncos are getting better. The Chargers are getting better. The Raiders, they're improving. Even though they're 1-5, they've played tough teams. And they've had to overcome adversity. I think that the Raiders have a good coach for that. I think Pete Carroll is a good coach and going to help that team a lot. And so, yeah, I think if you're the Chiefs, man, you got the Bills this Sunday. That's going to be a tough game. Another matchup of Mahomes versus Allen. And all the haters are going to hate, and they're going to say, well, Josh Allen is better. Like, I mean, Mahomes is just... he's just so good, man. I mean, he does things that nobody else can do. And like, I mean, do you agree with all the stuff that I'm saying? Like, no, there's no other quarterback like Mahomes.
I don't want to agree, but yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to agree, but you have to at least respect it, right? And you know, the things Mahomes is doing, I mean, you may not like Mahomes, but you got to accept it, right? Mahomes is doing things that nobody else is doing. You know, he's just, the way he plays, man, is just so different. And I love watching him play. He's just so talented. And the Chiefs are rolling right now. I think the record is 6-3 right
five
now.
5-3.
They're 5-3? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're 5-3. So they got the Bills next at Buffalo. I don't know if it's at Buffalo or if it's at home. It's at Buffalo. Yeah. It's going to be tough. You know, Josh Allen and the Bills are going to be ready. You know, anytime you play the Chiefs, that's going to be your Super Bowl, right? Everyone's going to get your best shot. Everyone's going to want to beat you, and you have a target on your back, and as a Chief should. You know, winning games comes with a price. And when you win 15 games last year, you're going to have a hard schedule like this season, and it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to grind out some of those wins like you did last year. And for the Chiefs, man, you know, the real test for the Chiefs is going to be how can they play against good teams, right? You know, they really haven't beaten a real good team this year, so the real test for them is going to be, okay, can we beat an elite team? Can we beat a team that has great players? And just a great win by the Chiefs. I mean, it could have been more. You know, it could have been, but you know, you got to take what you get. And you know, I think for the Chiefs, man, this is a step in the right direction for sure. And man, you know what didn't go well? My Chicago Bears, man. My Chicago Bears let me down again. Losing to the Baltimore Ravens. I don't even want to know what the score was. I don't remember what the score was, and I do not have any intention of going back and looking at the score. We lost to the Baltimore Ravens, and we lost to a backup quarterback in Tyler Huntley. Good backup quarterback. He's one of the best backups in the league, but I mean, we should have easily won that game. And I think what's holding us back, I think Caleb is a bust? No, I don't. I think Caleb's a good quarterback. I don't think Caleb is the problem at all. I've been saying it time and time again. Caleb is not the problem. The problem is their offensive line keeps holding all the time, and it pushes them back from getting a touchdown, right? And the Bears will drive all the way down to the field. They get all the way down there. They did it against the Ravens on Sunday. They drove all the way down to the field, and they could not punch the ball into the end zone. You have to settle for 7 points. I don't care what team it is. You have to settle for 7 points. You can't keep settling for three. I mean, if you keep settling for three, you're not going to win a lot of games. And if you're the Bears, man, you know, we did just sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson, good cornerback, but has some locker room issues. I think that, you know, he knows Dennis Allen, right? He played under Dennis Allen's system in New Orleans for 3 years. And he played with Ben Johnson, too, under the Lions' first season. And I think this is a great signing for the Bears. I think he fills the role of Kyler Gordon coming in and being a nickelback. And I think that's exactly what the Bears need. They need a guy that isn't going to let anything slide. He's going to let these guys know who he is. He's going to come in here. He's going to be fierce. He's going to be tough. He's going to be hard-nosed. And that's exactly what the Chicago Bears need. They need a guy like that. You know, he may have some locker room problems, but I firmly believe that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the guy for the Bears, and I like the signing. You know, like I just said, came from Dennis Allen, played under Dennis Allen with the Saints for 3 years, and played under Ben Johnson, too, with the Lions for 2023 season. And yeah, so the Bears have the Cincinnati Bengals this week on Sunday. I don't know what time it's at, but I know we play against them. I saw some. Did you see this where Joe Flacco might not play? Yeah. Like, dang, bro.
That O-line's going to get him killed, that poor 41-year-old man, bro.
I don't know how he's still playing, bro. Like, it's
crazy. They got Joe Burrow killed. Now they're going to get Joe Flacco killed, and then they're going to have to play Jake Browning in again.
Yep, he's going to get killed again. But I don't want to jinx anything. As the Bears fan, we did lose to Tyler Huntley, who's a backup quarterback. Joe Flacco in his career has been a starter. He's been a backup somewhere. Sometimes he's gone, like, to the Eagles and the Jets. But I don't want to jinx anything. I really don't. Until we win the game, I'm not satisfied, right? And you shouldn't be satisfied, right? Because if you're a good team, you're never satisfied. The Chiefs, I don't think, are ever satisfied with their performance. They always have stuff better they have to work on. And so if you're the Bears, come out with intensity, right? Come out and prove to the Bengals that you're a good team. And you know what the matchup I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the matchup of Ja'Marr Chase versus C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Oh my gosh, it's going to be such a fun matchup. I can't wait. Or if he goes up against T. Higgins, he might go up against T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase. Obviously, he'll go up against one of them. But whoever C.J. Gardner-Johnson goes up against, I can't wait to see him against. Get into the mind of Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins a little bit. You know, just talking trash to them a little bit. And you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, you know, the Bears going in there, getting a hard-fought victory and, you know, beating up on the Bengals. And, you know, as a Bears fan, I'm nervous, right? Because they have Ja'Marr Chase, best receiver in the NFL. T. Higgins, top 10 receiver in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see how we cover them, you know, because Kyler Gordon is out, Jalen Johnson's out. We have a lot of guys that are, you know, practice squad caliber guys that are starting corners. Deshaun Wright, he's okay. He's not the best player. Nick McCloud is okay. Tyreek Stevenson's good, but he's not like a elite level corner yet. But yeah, I think senior CJ Gardner Johnson tremendously upgrades our cornerback room. And I think he's something that we've been needing, you know, talking about the connections. Like I said, he played under Ben Johnson. He played under Dennis Allen. He knows Dennis Allen's system. And I think it's a perfect signing for the Bears because we need a guy that can, you know, get into the opponent's heads a little bit. Talk a little trash to them. Get in the opponent's heads. And hopefully that my Bears can get a win here on Sunday against the Bengals and be improved to 5-3. And you know what's crazy? 2018. It's like 2018 all over again. First year head coach. We were 4-2. You know, things just did not go right that season. And let's hope that last year we were 4-2 at this time too. And the disaster happened of us just losing a bunch of games that we should have won. This year, I don't believe that that's going to happen. I think Ben Johnson is changing his team's culture with his good, better, best chance. Oh man, I love watching Ben Johnson saying good, better, best. Never let it rest. You know, I love watching him do that in the locker room. And he's just, you know, you can tell that the players are bought in. They're bought into what Ben Johnson wants to do. They're bought into his scheme. They're bought into all this stuff, man. And I still can't believe that we had Ben Johnson as our coach because, you know, he's a great coach. And I love watching him go out there and have fun. You know, that if you're a head coach, first year head coach, why not just enjoy it? You know, because this is a great league. This is great teams. And, you know, as a Bears fan, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a good season, and hopefully that we can win a lot more games than we did last year. I think we'll be 8-9. So, yeah, man. So, Waukee Northwest, man. Playoffs are tonight. You're gonna tune into watch my Wolves play? CSN TV. Yep, CSN TV at 7 o'clock against Indianola at the Den.
Yeah, I might have to watch the baseball game.
That's fair. I don't hate on you for doing that. I mean, I really don't. But yeah, my Wolves take on Indians tonight at 7 o'clock at the Den. Everybody, if you're listening to this and you're a Northwest fan, pack the Den. We need to be loud. We need to beat Indianola, the number two team in the state. We need to dominate these Indians, right? We need to go out there and we need to prove that we are the better team, right? We need to do what we did against Norwalk. Pass the ball. Get the ball to our playmakers. Get the ball to Jordan Green. Get the ball to Isaiah Oliver. Get the ball to to Joe Vineyard. And, man, did you see our quarterback Mack Heitwin's stats this year?
No.
So this dude had 26 touchdowns and zero picks. He's crazy, man. And he's only a junior. That's the crazy thing about it. He's a junior in high school, and he threw for that. That's just insane. That proves to you the amount of good weapons that we have. And, I'm in the defense, man. The defense is getting better. You know, after what happened against Waukee, to come out against Norwalk and to stop the run and to pick off the quarterback a lot, man, it was so nice to see, you know, my Wolves go in there and get a hard-fought, well-nosed victory against Norwalk. We needed to get that win. We needed intensity, right? We needed to show them that we're the better team, and that's what we did. We went in there. We took care of business. Shout out our defense, man. What a great defense under defense coordinator Nate Bailey. They got a good thing going. And shout out my brother, too, Charlie. If you listen to this, great player. Your defense is doing well. And just a great defense. We got a great offense, too. And hopefully that my Wolves can get a hard-fought victory here tonight against Indianola, and I'm hopefully that, you know, seniors can get in, right? Because, you know, like we talked about, our seniors did not get in against Waukee on senior night. So if we can go up by a lot, get our seniors to go in, get them to, you know, just have fun, right? Because for these seniors, this is their last game. Yeah, that, you know, we'll have another game, home playoff game, but you know, if you're a senior man on the Northwest football team, just enjoy it. You know, it's fun. It's fun times. High school is a fun times, man. And just enjoy every minute because you're never going to get it back. And just enjoy having fun with your brothers, man, because these are going to be your brothers for life. And you're going to cherish this for the rest of your life. So the goal is to win a state title this year. I'm hoping that we can do that. I think we have the pieces to do that. I think that we have the personnel. I think we have the defense. And like I said, this could be like an Ohio State situation last year where Ohio State was number one, I think top 10 ranked, lost to Michigan. their biggest rival at home. Excuse me there for a minute. Like I was saying, Ohio State was in the ranked top 10 in the country at home. You know, plays Michigan at home, loses. Everybody thought, oh, Ryan Day needs to be fired. Ryan Day's not the coach. And he comes back and he wins the national championship, right? I think that's the same, you know, motto that Northwestern should live by is, hey, just because we lost our rival doesn't mean we can't win state. And I think Northwest knows that challenge. I think that, you know, the Waukee loss was a hard loss for him, as it should be, right? Because that's your crosstown rival. And anytime you lose your rival, no matter what the record is, it's going to hurt. You know, it's going to sting, right? It's going to hurt, right? And it should, because it's your rival. And it's all they're going to talk about for years, how they're better than you. And they weren't the better team. We just beat ourselves. And I think we didn't execute right. And so, you know, I hope that Northwest comes out here and that we dominate Indianola tonight. And we come out and take care of business at home. And hopefully that we can win state this year. So, yeah, man, it's just, we're all excited, man. It's crazy. We're going to be in November tomorrow, man. November. That's crazy. Before you know it, Thanksgiving's going to be here. Before you know it, man. Can you believe that? I mean, it's just,
it's crazy.
Crazy, man. It's just, I remember sitting here on this podcast remembering the very first game of the season when we played against Ankeny. I didn't know how good of a team we'd be. And, you know, to now where we're 9-1, we're going up against Indianola, a good team, you know, and I didn't know how good we'd be. And for now to be at the end of the season, finish on a high note, beat Norwalk at Norwalk, who had two Division I players on their team. And so, yeah, man, I hope that, like, next season, right, I want Roosevelt to do well. I want Theo to do well, right? Because not only is Theo a good coach, he's a good person, he's a great man, he's just, you know, all the times that I've talked to him, he's a good dude. So, you know, the Theo's team made the playoffs. We need to check in on see how Theo's team did. Clark County.
Are they 2A?
I think so, because, yeah, I think they might be. I'm not sure, but you can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No.
They didn't?
No.
Dang, Theo. But is this the second year as Clark County coach? First? Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I want Theo to do well, right? I want, you know, any former coach of ours, you know, I didn't play football, but any coach, you know, I ran cross country for a great coach named Terrence Nielsen, who was my coach for cross country, and he's a great coach, just a great person, and any coach that went to our school or coached at our school, I want to do well, no matter where they go, and shout out Theo Evans, man, what a great dude he is, and need to get him on. And speaking of that, I saw Jedediah yesterday at the library. Went to the library, talked to him for a little bit. I told him, I was like, Jedediah, you got to get on here, man. You got to get on this podcast. And he's a busy man, man. Like he told me the stuff that he does. Like, so he works at the library, right? And he works at Amazon too. He works at Amazon. Like, bro, he's busy all the time. Like, Jedediah, if you listen to this, shout out you, man. You're a goat. You're the goat, man. And you're a legend, man. So yeah, if you're Jedediah, man, we need to get you on this podcast, man. You're free to come on whenever you want to, man. Just let us know and message us on Instagram, or you know, we'll get you on here and talk about your experiences and stuff like that. So yeah. Speaking of NBA, how are your Lakers doing this year? How's your team doing this year?
They're doing really good, really, really, really good.
They are.
Austin Reeves just dropped 50 the other night.
I saw that.
And he hit a game winner.
I saw it against the T-Wolves, right?
Yep.
So, when does LeBron get back? Doesn't he get back in like a couple of games? I think he's like,
he's supposed to be back sometime like mid-November.
Is Bronny playing or?
He has a role. Like,
no, no. Playing for the Lakers this season.
No.
No, I'm not trying to hit on Bronny. I think he should have came back to college for another year. But, you know, you could have your opinions on Bronny. You could think he's a good player. All right. I don't hate that, but do you think Bronny should have came back to college for another year? What are your thoughts on that?
I think he wanted to just get to the league because he knew he was going to make it either way.
Yeah, but I think that he should have came back for another. Don't get me wrong. He was going to go to the league no matter what, like he just said. But I think he should have came back to college for another year. Here are the reasons why Bronny should have came back, right? He didn't play a full season in 2023. And if he would have came back, he would have started, most likely. He would have averaged more points, most likely. And he would have, NBA scouts would have took notice, right? And, you know, him being the bronze son and him being held to high expectations his whole entire life. And, you know, do I think Bronny's a bad player? No, I don't. I think he's a good player. I just think that, you know, with the things that happened to him, he wasn't really given a fair opportunity. I mean, do you agree with that? Like, do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, the dude had a cardiac arrest and, like, he didn't get a playful season at USC. So, like, and plus, he can't even do well against kids his own age. How do you think he's going to do against grown men in the NBA? Like, I think that's why he mainly should have came back, is because, like, you know, prove that you can do well against kids for a year, against kids your own age, and then go to the league and then be ready. I think him going to the G League this past year helped him, because he was going up against kids, you know, his own age and guys older than him. I think it helped him gain boost. I think it helped him gain his confidence. And I think that, you know, it helped him become a better player. And I think that's the reason why, you know, Bronny was okay last year, because, you know, he went down to G League, and I think that it helped him a lot from, you know, not playing a full season in college. And I think that it helped him become a better player and to be able to play with his dad. And, bro, could you imagine if Bryce, Bronny and LeBron are on the same team together?
That'd be tough.
That'd be so, oh my gosh, man. That'd be, aren't they the first ever father son duo to play in the NBA? Like, yeah. On the same team?
Yeah.
That's crazy. No other father son, well, I don't know if, was there ever another father son duo, like, in the league but didn't play with each other?
I don't know. Oh, they, no one's ever had that longevity.
That's crazy. And MLB, there's been a lot, like the Ripkins and the Griffies and all, you know, all them. And so, yeah, man. You know, here's the thing about NBA for me, right? So I like the Bulls. Obviously, you know, I'm a Chicago sports fan. I don't like the White Sox. I don't really follow the Bulls, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't really like I'm not really like a huge NBA fan. Like, I'll watch a game once in a while, but, like, in the playoffs, I cheer for the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, I cheer for the Warriors because, first of all, I love Steph Curry, best shooter of all time, hands down. I love Steve Kerr. He's a great coach. I think Steve Kerr learned a lot from Michael Jordan. I think he learned a lot from, you know, toughness and strength and, you know, just overall confidence. I think MJ gave him confidence to make shots and to become a good player in the NBA. And Steve Kerr was, you know, one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA. And then he made Steph Curry into a great three-point shooter. Yeah, man, you know, cheer for the Warriors in the playoffs. And you know how the Warriors are doing this year? I don't know how they're...
They're 4-2.
They're 4-2. Are the Lakers... I assume the Lakers and the Warriors are in the same conference.
Yeah.
So are there, like, divisions in the NBA? Or, yeah. Like, there are?
There's, like... there's... Hold on, I gotta look it up. So there's the East and the West, obviously, and then there's like Southeast.
Oh yeah, like Pacific.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's not saying. There's Pacific, Southwest, Northwest, and then Atlantic, Central, Southeast.
So who's in the Lakers division?
The Suns, the Kings, the Clippers, and the Warriors.
Oh, so like... Oh, okay. I think I get this now. It's based off, like, region.
Yeah, like where you are on a map.
Why aren't the Clippers in there?
Hmm?
Why aren't the Clippers
in there?
They are. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, so say the teams again.
The Suns, the Kings, the Clippers, the Warriors.
All California teams. That makes sense. So who are in the Bulls division? I think, like, the T-Wolves.
The Bucks, the Pacers, the Pistons, and the Cavaliers.
Why aren't,
like,
the
Midwest.
Why aren't the T-Wolves in there?
They're in the West.
What? That doesn't make any sense. T-Wolves, Chicago and Minnesota are like... Chicago's like right here. Minnesota's like right over here. But, yeah. So, do you win, like, in the NBA? Can you, like, win the division? Like,
I mean, you can, but, like, that's not, like, a
goal, yeah, of, like, a team.
Like, it's not, like, as big as the NFL is, like, if you won your division.
Yeah. But, like...
Like, so you, like, don't get an automatic thing. Like, it's just based off record in your conference.
Yeah. It's more, like, different in the NBA. If
you... Like, you can hang a banner to say you won your division,
champs.
No one really cares about that in the NBA.
I think the goal is to win an NBA title, obviously. Like, that's every single team's goal, is to win an NBA championship. And I mean, obviously, why wouldn't you? I mean, how are the Thunder doing? Aren't the Thunder, like, undefeated, I think? Or
they're...
I saw the Spurs are undefeated.
The Thunder are 6-0. Yeah, the Spurs are 5-0 for the first time in franchise history.
There we go. Hell yes. Is Popovich still the coach?
No. He retired.
He did?
Yeah.
Why am I just knowing this? Who's the coach?
It's like the dude that was serving under him. Spurs coach. His name is Mitch Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Did Pop retire this year? I think he did.
This year?
Yeah.
No, I think it was last year.
I don't know why I thought Greg Popovich was still coaching. Sorry, I don't know why I thought that. Speaking of that, did you watch the NFL game last night, Dolphins versus Ravens?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I think the Dolphins suck.
Bro, they fired their GM, too, this morning.
They need to fire their coach.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel, no offense, he's a terrible coach. I don't think he was ever meant to be the coach of that team. I mean, I mean, who are the Dolphins going to hire? I mean, like, I don't know who they would hire. Like, they're probably going to hire another genius offensive coordinator, and he's probably not going to do well. But, like, I mean, Lamar was back, right, last night? I think he was.
Yeah.
Bro, if the Bears would have played against Lamar when he was back, bro, we would have probably lost that game by 40. Not even kidding, bro. Like, it's just, I mean, if you're the Dolphins, you haven't had a, I think I read something the other day. It's like, the Dolphins haven't had, like, a Pro Bowl quarterback since Dan Marino, and that was, like, 1999. Dude, I don't think, do you realize how long ago that was?
A long time.
That was a long, long time ago, bro. Like, people, I don't think, if you're a Dolphins fan, you listen to this man, like, Dan Marino, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Not taking that away from him, but I think that, you know, Tua, I mean, let's be honest. Here's the thing. Do you think Tua should have retired after last season?
I think his concussions are getting to him.
Yeah.
I think they should bench him, and he should find somewhere else to go. I don't think he's...
But, like, what other team is going to take him, though? That's the thing.
I have no idea.
No other team wants him.
Like the Dolphins need to move on.
They do.
I guess Tua can move into, like, a backup role somewhere.
He could be the next Marcus Mariota. But, or he could be, like, Ryan Tannehill. Like, what he did, like, was a start on the Dolphins, goes to the Titans, and leads them to an AFC Championship game. That could be like him, honestly. I mean, it could. And so, yeah. I mean, if you're a Dolphins fan, I mean, are the Dolphins last in division? I don't know if they are or not. They might be.
In their division?
Yeah. Because no, Patriots
the
are...
The Jets are in the division.
So oh, no. Duffed, yeah. So it goes Patriots, Bills,
Dolphins,
Dolphins Jets. I mean... Let's be honest here. If the Jets can beat the Bengals, I think the Bears can beat the Bengals. And the Jets have probably the worst team I've ever seen. Like, and the worst quarterback, too. Justin Fields is not a good quarterback, bro. Anybody who says that he is just does not watch football. Do you think Justin Fields is a good quarterback?
It hurts me to say this, but no.
He's not. As much as people don't want to admit it, he's not a good quarterback. He wasn't good on the Bears. People said, oh, it's because of the system. Well, look how we did on the Steelers, and they had a good system. So, with Tomlin and all of them, like, and then he goes to the Jets. I know it's the Jets where the people's career get ruined, but, like, look at Sam Darnold, for example. Like, started his career on the Jets, goes to the Panthers, goes to the Rams, goes to the Niners, learns behind Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan, a QB guru, and he goes to the Vikings, and he starts, and he does really well, and then they let go of him for no reason. It's like, I'm not a Vikings fan. I have no hate on the Vikings, but, like, if a guy leads you to the playoffs, why would you get rid of him? And J.J. McCarthy's okay. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's okay. And if you're a Vikings fan, why would you want to get rid of Sam Darnold? And he literally led you to the playoffs. And it's just, it's frustrating. You know, as a Bears fan myself, I'm going to state facts where I believe that they need to be stated. Sam Darnold was a good quarterback on the Vikings. I'm not shying away from that. I'm not. But it was a mistake to get rid of him in the first place. Just like with the Browns, getting rid of Baker Mayfield. It was a mistake to get rid of him. And you're seeing Sam Darnold's doing okay on the Seahawks, wouldn't you say? He's doing okay.
I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba looks like a top five receiver. That's what he's making him look like.
True. But, I mean, JSN didn't have a good quarterback, though. He had Geno Smith throwing him the ball. I mean... Speaking of that, did you see who the Raiders signed? Tyler Lockett. Bro, they're literally just getting him receivers that he knows, bro. Like, it's just, if plus he's washed too. Like, no, Tyler Lockett, I'm not trying to hit on you, but you're washed, man. You need to retire. Like, the only reason the Raiders sign you is so that way they can get familiarity with their receivers, and that Geno Smith actually knows who he's throwing to, and that they actually get comfortable with him throwing to his receivers. But if you're a Dolphins fan, man, like, I don't know, Roy, what to tell you. I mean, if you made one good step in the right direction by firing your GM, so why don't you make another good step in firing Mike McDaniel? Because, to be honest with you, Mike McDaniel was not a good coach. And you know what's crazy? I saw something the other day. It's like the Dolphins let this slip away. They had Dan Campbell on their – so this is their coaching staff, right? Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Joe Philbin was on there. I forget who else was on there. Did you see that? Like,
no.
So there was like this like thing. It's like the Dolphins let it slip away where they could have hired Dan Campbell as their head coach. And they had like Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Joe Philbin. I forget who the head coach was that year. I think this was like 2016, 2017 maybe, I think. But yeah, could you imagine if the Dolphins would have hired Dan Campbell as their head coach, man? That would have been a big step in the right direction for the Dolphins. And it's crazy. So Kansas basketball, man, did you watch the exhibition game against Emporia State?
No.
Man, Darren Peterson was not playing. Shout out Darren Peterson, you're a baller. You're a great player. But Darren Peterson was not playing. Kansas just dominated, man, that they always do. Kansas just dominates and continue to show why they're a great team. And I have a lot of expectations for this year's Kansas team. I really do. I think Kansas is going to be a good team. I think that, you know, they're going to win a lot of games in the Big 12. And I think that they're going to be able to, you know, they're going to be able to compete with, you know, the likes of, like, you know, Houston, Iowa State, all those teams. And so what I take away from the game, Bryson Tiller looked good. Not the rapper Bryson Tiller. That was Bryson Tiller on KU. Bryson Tiller looked good. Melvin Council looked good. He looks like he's going to be a really good player for us for KU. Cole Rosario looked fine. I mean, he wasn't like a great by any means. He looked fine. He did what he had to do. Who else looked good? Flory Wadunga looked okay. Paul Mbaya looked fine. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait. It's going to be a great season for Kansas basketball, and can't wait to see how good. I'm so excited for this year's Kansas team, man. It's going to be so fun, and you know, it's going to be very, very interesting to see, you know, how his Kansas can do, and you know, to see how, you know, good Kansas is going to be. Because, you know, when Kansas got Hunter Dickinson, I thought that they'd be good, a good team, and they weren't. Hunter Dickinson made their team a lot worse, and you know, I think that, you know, if you're Kansas, which I am a fan myself, it was hard, right? It was hard. It was hard watching Kansas games. Because you knew that you had Hunter Dickinson on the team. You know, I'm not trying to hit on Hunter Dickinson by any means. I'm not trying to hit on the guy. You know, it just wasn't a good fit. And I'm glad that he's no longer on the team anymore and that, you know, we moved on. And speaking of that, Iowa women had an expedition game last night against Ashton University. Did you watch any of that?
Nope.
Did you see the score, though?
Nope.
They won, like... I forget what the score was, but they won big, man. Taylor McCabe was firing from three. Shout out Taylor McCabe. I know you like Taylor McCabe.
Shooter.
Yeah, she's a sniper from three. Taylor McCabe looked good. Ava Hayden looked amazing. The new freshman, Addie Deal, looked great. I mean, she played like she's a five-star recruit. Layla Hayes looked good. Journey Houston was pretty good. Chit-Chat Wright was, man, she looked good, man. Chit-Chat Wright, I think, is going to be, I think a lot of people are going to expect a lot less from her. I think that people are going to be surprised on how well she's going to play this year, because she plays a lot better than her size, and that she's 6'1", I think. But yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised on how well she plays her game. And Hannah Stolke looked good too last night, man. She looked like her old self, and I think she had like 20-something points or whatever. But, yeah, man, I can't believe she's a senior already. Can you believe that? Hannah Stolke's a senior, right? I remember she was a freshman. Same with Taylor McCabe, too. I remember she was a freshman, too. And looking forward to the season, you know, for the Iowa women's team. I think it's going to be a great year for them. And, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, hopefully to catch some games this year. And, man, Iowa football, man. What a win. 41-3 against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So what are your takeaways from the game? What stuck out to you the most about how Iowa played in that game?
They played how they need to play.
They did. They did. Dang right they did. And it was over at the end of the first quarter. I mean, let's be honest. I don't think Minnesota really had a chance in that game. I think people thought Minnesota had a chance, but they really didn't. And, you know, it showed. You know, it showed for It showed for Iowa. You know, Kate, man, what a shout out Kate Wiegen, man. What a dog he is. He's a great player, and I love watching Kate Wiegen play, and he's probably, you know, my favorite player this year. And what just a dominating win for Iowa. You know, it was just such a great win. And the defense did what they had to do. They got to Drake Lindsey a lot. They sacked him a lot. And Mark Gronowski didn't have to really throw much because he ran it into the end zone. Found Reese Vanderzee in the end zone, which was pretty nice to see, you know, Reese Vanderzee get a touchdown after, you know, his injury, him being out 4 to 5 weeks. And it was nice to see him. Caden Wiegen had a punt return touchdown. You know, that's normal. That's what he does every single week. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Caden Wiegen is Iowa's best punt returner, probably since Tim DeWight or Cooper DeJean. But he's just so explosive. He's the most explosive player on the field. And, you know, if you're Iowa, you got to get Caden Wiegen the ball. I mean, he's so explosive. And Kamari Moulton looked good. I don't think he played a great game. He looked okay. Did what he had to do and did what he had to do. And, speaking of that, LSU firing Brian Kelly. What do you think about that?
I love that.
You did? Why do you like it? Like, just give me
like
your
Brian Kelly.
You don't? I don't like him either. Like, I don't think LSU hiring Brian Kelly was the right move. Do I think he's a good coach? I think he's an okay coach. I don't think he's like a great coach by any means. I mean, he was good at Notre Dame. I mean, I think he should have stayed at Notre Dame, to be honest with you. I don't think he should have ever left. But I saw somewhere, could you imagine if Lane Kiffin would go to LSU, man? That'd just be crazy. But Lane Kiffin's got Ole Miss rolling right now. He's got LSU in the, not LSU. Take LSU out of my mind for a minute. He's got Ole Miss rolling right now, and he's got them playing their best football right now, and he's just, you know, if you got LSU, I think that top candidate's got to be Lane Kiffin. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to hire him. He's been successful everywhere he's gone, you know, exception being the NFL. You know, some college coaches just aren't meant to be in the NFL. And, you know, he was just meant to be a college coach. And, you know, I think Lane Kiffin, if you're LSU, you got to reach out to him. I think he should be number one. And, LSU, we thought, going into the season, did you think LSU would have a good team this year?
I think they did. I think they would have.
I think they would have too. Coach. I mean,
I like Nussmeier.
I mean, I know they have Garrett Nussmeier. They have Whit Weeks. Who, you know what? You don't want to be crazy if you hire the coach who on a player on your team is dating his daughter. You know how crazy that would be? Like just hiring him. Like, hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? Like, hey, man, just want you to know I'm dating your daughter, man. Like, you know, like all this stuff. But yeah. Do I think LSU hiring Brian Kelly was a good move? No, I don't think it was a good move. I think it was a terrible move. I don't think he's a good coach. Do I think LSU was moving in the right direction by hiring him? Yes. I think LSU firing Brian Kelly, you know, means that they want to move in the right direction, right? That they want to, you know, take a step forward. They don't, because I feel like when they had Brian Kelly, it took a step back. They didn't take a step forward. And can you imagine if Coach Ogeron were to come back and coach the Tigers again? Go Tigers.
I hope he does. He said he's one phone call away.
I've been seeing things on Instagram. It's like coach wants to come back, and man, what a great coach he was. Shout out Ed Orgeron, man. What a great coach he was at LSU. And you know, it'd be pretty crazy, to be honest with you, if he were to, you know, to come back to LSU and lead him back to the promised land and win the national championship. So Virginia Tech fired their coach too. I saw a lot of things where James Franklin might go there. What are your thoughts on that?
Who fired their coach?
Virginia Tech.
Oh.
But James Franklin might go there.
I don't think he should go to Virginia Tech.
Why?
That's just not a team he should go to.
I mean, I don't think he should go to Penn State.
No.
Well, but just give me your insight. Like, why do you think he should have not gone?
He should go to a top tier team that he can actually get talent from.
But, I mean, he did at Penn State and he couldn't win anything. I mean,
I just don't think he should be a coach. That's what I think.
That's fair. That's fair.
He should be one of those, like, he should be like
a car salesman.
Pat McAfee.
Like, hey, no, he should.
On game day.
They had him on game day, yeah. Actually.
That's where he should be at.
Why do you think that? You just like you just
I don't think he's meant for the college atmosphere.
I don't think he is either. I don't think he recruits good enough players, if you know what I mean. Like, he recruits like mid 3-star, high 4-star level players, and I think if you're Virginia Tech and you hire him, man, like, I think that's a big mistake in my eye. Like, I just don't think James Franklin's that good of a coach, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I saw some. Can you imagine if Matt Rhule? Did you see what Matt Rhule did? Signed an extension with Nebraska.
Yeah,
he's not going to Penn State now. I thought he was. I thought he was a clear cut number one option to go to Penn State now that James Franklin's gone. But can you imagine if Matt Campbell possibility? What are your thoughts on that? On Matt Campbell possibly?
I think Matt Campbell should stay at Iowa State.
Well, why do you think that? Like,
he's just like meant for Iowa State.
But, like, here's the thing, though. It took Texas and Oklahoma leaving the SEC for Iowa State to get a 10-win season.
Sometimes
it did.
Sometimes they got to do what got to do.
But, those two teams leaving for you to have 10 wins. Like, I mean, do I think he's a good coach? I think he's an okay coach. Do I think Iowa State will ever be elite under him? No. But, like, I say this with Kirk all the time, like, to be where you want to be, you can't play conservative football all the time. Sometimes you got to go out of your comfort zone. You got to take advantage of every single opportunity that teams give you. And it's not always easy sometimes, you know, to be honest with you. And did you see Jenica Lewis on her visit to Iowa, man?
Mm-hmm.
Those photos are good, man. I hope she goes to Iowa. Really, dude. She's a great player. And I think she either goes to, coincidentally enough, Galen Clark's final two options were Iowa and Notre Dame. And now, Jenica Lewis, who's not as highly rated as Kaylin Clark, but still pretty highly recruited, her final two options are Iowa and Notre Dame. And, yeah, if the Hawks can land her and Addison Bjorn, man, whew, man, we're talking about possibly winning championships here in the future, man. Like, if we can get two top 20 players, like, we have never done that in our program before. Like, we've never gotten three top 20 players. Like, for that to happen, I think it's a real possibility that we see all those three starting at the same time. Coincidentally enough, Jenica Lewis, you know, goes to Johnston, and she plays against my Northwest Wolves all the time in girls basketball. And, the head coach of Northwest, I was actually talking to him. He said, like, it hasn't been hard for him to game plan against her just because of, you know, all the good players that they have and stuff like that. And do you think Jenica Lewis will go to Iowa, or where do you think she'll end up at?
I don't think she'll go to Iowa.
You don't? Ooh, hot take. Where do you think she'll go?
I don't even know.
Notre Dame?
Nah.
Just throw a school out there. Where do you think she'll go?
Where has she visited, do you know?
She's visited Oregon, Iowa, Notre Dame. I don't even know, to be honest with you, but... Well, why don't you think she's going to Iowa? Do you think it's a good fit, or what?
I think it's a great fit, but I just don't think she'll decide on Iowa.
Ooh, okay. JJP with the hot take here. I don't even know if that's a hot take. I mean, I think we either get Addison Bjorn or we get Jenica Lewis. I think we're going to get Bjorn and not Lewis, but you never know. We could get both. That's a very high possibility, but I don't think we will. I think we'll get Bjorn instead of Jenica Lewis. So I think Jenica Lewis is a great player. Yeah, I mean, she's a good player. I'm not shying away from that. I'm not saying she's not a bad player, but, you know, I just think for Iowa, man, you know, hopefully that we can get some good recruits here and, compete in the Big Ten. And just looking forward to the playoffs today. It's going to be a cold one. If you, luckily, you're going to be inside watching the World Series. You want to deal with the coldness at all. I will, unfortunately, but, you know, I want to see my Wolves do well, right? And, I want to see us move the ball down the field. I want to see us, you know, throw the ball downfield, make big plays, get the ball to our playmakers, and, you know, just do all that stuff. So, you know, if we can do that, I think we'll for sure win the game. And so who do you, this point in the season, who do you think wins it all? Give us your final
Milwaukee Northwest.
You don't think Down can win it all this year?
No.
Why do you think Milwaukee Northwest? Like, just I agree with you.
Because you just hype them up every single week, and
hey,
I don't think there's any competition.
Milwaukee beat us, but I mean that was just luck. That was luck. If you're a Milwaukee fan and you listen to this, you guys know why you won, because our kicker can't make a field goal to save his life. But yeah, we had our backup kicker in last week, and he made every single kick. So I don't know why we went away from what was working, but yeah, man. I mean, we're just too good. I mean, like you just said, I don't see any way how we lose, man. And I just I love Northwest so much. I love everything about the school and had a great time going there, and didn't want to really go anywhere else. And so looking forward to next year. How is the Des Moines Roosevelt Hoover Rough Riders going to be?
I have no idea.
You know, you gotta pop into some games, man. I'll come to a game with you. I'll go to a game. We can go to a game together if you want to.
I don't know if I want to watch them.
Dude, we could go to a Northwest game together.
I don't know if I want to watch them.
Why? They're better than Hoover.
They definitely are.
Why don't you want to go to a Milwaukee Northwest game?
That's not the move.
But why? You don't want to see them play one time?
Nah.
You just said you want them to win state. You don't want to see them play?
Nah. They can just win state. I don't got to watch it.
That's fair. That's fair. But how many Des Moines schools are in 3A right now? How many?
Are in 3A?
Yeah. Isn't it
only North?
Why is North the one?
I have no idea.
But they win more games than Hoover does. Why? I don't know why that is. Did North renovate their field at all? Their football field?
Yeah, they still are.
Why doesn't Des Moines North play at MediaCom Stadium?
I think they do.
They do?
We used to all, but now we're all renovating the field. Yeah, even though they
built. I don't get why Hoover's doing that. Like, it's just so stupid. Like, it's just like, it's just so dumb that they would do that. Like, what's the point of so you build MediaCom Stadium, right? And then you like want to renovate your stadium, and then you're just like, you're gonna play in MediaCom Stadium, and you're gonna play in MediaCom Stadium, but you do all those renovations. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I just don't get why. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it, and why they're doing that. And so, is Hoover and Roosevelt combining for basketball too, or is it just like football?
I think it's just football.
So Roosevelt's gonna have their separate team, like just gonna be. Yeah. Why is it just football?
Because they didn't have enough people to play.
Why? But why Roosevelt though? Why not like Lincoln or like?
I don't even know.
Is Roosevelt the closest high school to to Hoover?
I don't think so. No.
Which one is? I think East is over there too. East?
I think it's.
It might be Lincoln actually.
I don't know. Roosevelt's a pretty long drive from Hoover.
It is.
Not like totally like far, but like. I guess it's either Roosevelt or North.
What is the the biggest Des Moines high school in terms of enrollment?
I think it's Lincoln.
I think it's actually Roosevelt. I think it might be.
I don't know.
I think it might be Lincoln. Actually, now that you say that, you want to look that up? Or I think we got one of our people looking it up here. I think you might actually be right.
Lincoln.
Hey, there we go. What's the second biggest one? Okay, I'm gonna take a guess here. I think it's gonna go Lincoln, Roosevelt, Hoover, East, North.
Say yours.
Okay,
say
so again. Lincoln, Hoover, Roosevelt, East, North.
Hoover second.
Hoover. Okay, I'm gonna say Roosevelt's third.
Yep.
And then East, and then Hoover. No. Then North.
Wait, say it again.
Okay, starting from the top. Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Because North is second.
North is second in terms of white kids.
Yeah.
How many kids do they got?
Like 2,000.
Damn, that's more Northwest has. Dang. Okay. So Lincoln, North, Hoover, Roosevelt, East.
It's Lincoln, North, Roosevelt, Hoover, East.
I just said that, yeah. So, who's Hoover's biggest rival, would you say?
North.
North? Do you know David Calker?
No.
What about Devin Hilson?
No.
Jeremy Hellickson?
Yeah.
You know him? Isn't he have like a World Series like thing in the lock? Because yeah. A locker? Because like, so we had, I think I told you this. We had a TNT camp there, and I went into the lunchroom, and I saw like, you know, all that stuff that they had, and I think there was an ump from there too, Eric Cooper.
Yeah.
He died actually, I think, because he was supposed to do the Field of Dreams game in 2021 when the Yankees and the White Sox played. He was supposed to do that because he was from Iowa, but he never ended up doing that because he died. And what Des Moines school do you like the most? I don't know. Do you like any Des Moines schools besides obviously Hoover? But
no,
you don't. You hate all of them.
No, yeah.
What team?
I don't hate them. But
what like teams do you like? Which ones besides North do you dislike the most?
East.
You got friends over at East?
No.
You know people? What school do you know like the most people from?
Hoover.
Well, no, besides Hoover, like.
I have no one.
I'm trying to think of some like Hoover people. I'm trying to see if you know them. Like, obviously, you know Justice Parkey, yeah. Keon Parkey. You know what's crazy? Their younger brother actually went to Northwest and goes to Northwest right now. I don't know if he goes there anymore, but he used to, I think. Did they play football there?
At Hoover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd they play?
What?
Where'd they play at, like, position?
Oh, wide receiver.
They both did?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah. Better Justice, than you? Justice was good. Yeah, Justice was better than me, not Keon.
Keon?
Keon's too short.
How tall is he?
Short.
I'm 5'9", so.
Shorter than that.
Like 5'7"?
Something like that.
How tall are you?
6'2".
You're 6'2"? I did not. I thought you were like 6 foot or 6'1". Dang, bro. You tall, bro. You probably the tallest person that I know. To be honest with you.
Oh, there's that one guy that's always out there.
Who?
That we saw walking by. I don't know. He said he's new one from your high school.
Oh, dude. That dude's 6'10". Yeah. He's the definition of white man can't jump, bro. Like, so he went to my high school, actually. He's a good dude. His name's Isaac Durr, and he's a good dude. But, dude, like, he was in band, too. Can you imagine him, like, sitting all the way up here playing his instrument, and the people behind him can't even see what's going on, like, what the conductor's trying to conduct, bro? Like, could you imagine having to sit behind him in band class, bro? Hey, excuse me, sir. I can't see. Like, it's like, but, yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, that's all I got. You got anything else?
I've got nothing.
Nah, man. Happy Halloween to all you guys, man.
Happy Halloween.
Hopefully you guys have a good night trick-or-treating. If you guys are going, have a safe night. Enjoy it, man. It's going to be fun. And go Wolves, baby. So that's all I got to say. You want to promote the socials here real quick?
Check us out. Our website, campuschroniclenews.com. Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMATChronicle.
Yep.
And if you want to join us on the next podcast or find us,
come on in.
Go to Building 5, Room 1136.
Yep. Come on in. We would love to have you. Till next time. Peace. Man, my head is hurting.